The following is part one of an association address by Martha Wilcox, a teacher of Christian Science. It is her association address of 1940. The address is in three parts, and this part is titled God, Mind, Consciousness. Dear students, as in other years, we assemble here for the purpose of gaining an enlarged understanding of the power and presence of God. Untold blessings, which we all desire, are not the result of a meager understanding, but untold blessings are the natural outcome of an enlarged understanding of God and His perfect creation. Indeed, an altitude of understanding is the door to infinite good. The measure of our understanding of God and man and the universe is the measure of our condition of existence. If our understanding is limited, we are deprived of much of ourselves. But if our understanding is infinite, this infinite understanding includes the all of ourselves. We, as students of Christian Science, understand much about God and the real man and the real universe. We are all trying to demonstrate a greater understanding, and what we accomplish through our degree of understanding is far greater than what is accomplished by any other method. Today, it is quite fitting to remind ourselves that what we understand of God and Christian Science is due to Mrs. Eddy's revelation. There had to be a discoverer to reach out and beyond other methods. And it was our beloved Mrs. Eddy who looked beyond the orthodox and scientific theories of her age and perceived the meaning and the character of the Word of God. And from her true perception of the Word of God, she gave us divine science. There were many philosophies and theories in Mrs. Eddy's day. The natural scientists were all diligently striving to find the cause of all existing things. But they were not looking in the right direction. It was impossible to find the cause of creation without the correct perception of the Word of God and His true character. And these natural scientists failed to discern the fact that creation, in order to be active and operative, must have a divine cause. It remained for Mrs. Eddy to discern this divine cause and so become the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. In order that our understanding of the meaning and character of the word God may be further enlarged, let us consider the three words that comprise our first subject, the words God, mind, and consciousness. These three words signify that which is primal. The word primal means that which is first, that upon which everything depends for its substance and existence. Since God, mind, or consciousness is primal, then everything and every individual depends upon God, mind, or consciousness for their substance and existence. The correct understanding of these three words in the mind of the student establishes a practical working basis in the practice of Christian Science. The word God signifies a state or mode of active, conscious truth or good. When we say the word God, there should be present as our consciousness a state of active, conscious truth or good. We should understand that whatever degree of truth or good is present in our consciousness, even though it appears humanly or materially, because seen through the lens of material sense, it is truth or good. Mrs. Eddy uses the word mind for God in Christian Science, in contradistinction to the meaning of the word God as used by Orthodox theology. The word mind for God not only gave an entirely new meaning to God, but it also gave an entirely new meaning to the word mind. It took away the limited meaning of the word mind. As we begin to understand that the word God means limitless mind, and as we understand that the mind we now have is limitless God, then our mind begins to yield up its supposed limitation along all lines. We begin to yield up the universal belief that our mind is formed in the brain and operates as human opinions. We yield up the belief that mind is confined in matter, or that it could be what is called mortal mind. Since we prove through Christian Science that mind is God, and that God is mind, we can also prove that mind is without limitations of power or space or time, and is limitless intelligence. And what we humanly conceive of as mind, we now find to be limitless in its nature, without beginning of years or end of days. The one mind is primal. We, as students, should give the word mind much consideration. We should think about mind, because the so-called human mind that we have here and now is God, the divine mind. It only seems to be human because imperfectly known. The mind we now have is the only God we shall ever have. Therefore, let us give to our mind the best and highest meaning we can, and permit that meaning to expand and expand and expand. We should not talk of mortal mind as though it were mind, as though it were actively doing something or thinking something. If we do, it gives the impression that there are two minds, one active as good, and one active as evil. So-called mortal mind, or carnal mind, or personal mind, is not a mind at all. It does not exist or operate. It is the supposed absence of the one mind, or consciousness of spirit. It is the name for our ignorance of God and man as they are in reality. We should never identify ourselves with mortal mind. If we do, we are identifying ourselves as mortal. We should always identify ourselves as immortal. It means much to know that our mind is God, is good, is ever active, is ever kind, is ever joyful, is ever pure, is ever available through Christian Science. Christian Science is the science of divine mind. And the science of divine mind is ever operative as law in our behalf. To understand these truths is to do much for ourselves and for mankind. The word God not only signifies the one mind, but it also signifies the one consciousness. God, mind, consciousness is not three separate entities or three different modes of existence, but is one successive, fuller unfoldment of the one and only cause. The use of the word mind for God brought the true character of God so close to us that we have come to accept God as being mind, as being our mind. The use of the word consciousness for God, when defined spiritually and scientifically, has given us a full conception of ourselves as we are in truth. And with the realization that we are a mode of conscious existence, we have come to accept God as being consciousness, as being our consciousness. In all our mental work for ourselves and for others, it is most necessary to understand that God, mind, consciousness is a conscious mode of existence identified as man. Our conscious existence is not conscious of something apart or external to itself, but consciousness is all-inclusive. Our mode of consciousness, conscious existence, is constituted of all existing things, man and the universe.